Yeah, Pete, one of the great things, there's a new color palette we're seeing here, on the color scale. Mm. How did you go about choosing the colors, and then what is the new technology that you're using? You know, I know Big Hero 6 used the Hyperion, which was new and is proprietary to Disney. What is it, new technology that allowed you to come up with that velour texture to the characters with the fairy dust glistening off?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's gorgeous. Michael.
Yeah, we chose colors, you know, some of them, from the get-go, we knew we wanted it to be a sort of a broad, comedic, caricatured world, right, inside headquarters. And so we designed the characters very stylized and pushed, and then we chose primary colors, you know, really opposite each other so that everybody occupies their own kind of space in the color spectrum. And some of them were obvious, like anger, obviously red is kind of, you know, iconic. And so purple for fear is a little more like, well, we haven't used that color, so that'll be purple. And then the particles and the sparkling thing came from the desire to make it feel the way our emotions, to look the way our emotions feel to us, you know. Mm. So we knew we didn't want them to look like flesh or cloth or whatever. We wanted it to be something unique and different. So the technical folks worked out this amazing thing where the animators work with a solid character the way we usually do, and then that's replaced by a fog. Mm-hmm. And in with the fog are all these frontward-facing dots that just kind of roil and move. So no matter where the camera goes, they orient to face the camera because they're flat little discs. And between those things, plus a little bit of glow, and there was quite a bit, you may have talked to the lighting folks today, quite a bit of jiggery-pokery to get the glowing, especially on Joy, to work. Because we've never had a character that's a light source. You know, which was a challenge. She doesn't, I don't know if you noticed, there's only two shots in the film that she has a shadow. All the rest, because, you know, it's like if you put a light on the table, it wouldn't cast a shadow, it'd cast light onto the surface. So we kind of reversed that out. But there's a lot of cheating that happens there, too.
So you mentioned tools like Big Hero 6. It's kind of, and you'll hear from, I think you'll meet Angelique later. We'll talk about lighting, but our biggest kind of tool advancement was called Global Illumination, which kind of went through on Monsters University, which sort of allows light to behave like light in the real world. It knows what practical lights are, and it casts shadows, and it sort of does a lot of the work for you, which is great until you come up with a movie where you're completely asking your technical team to break the rules of how lighting behaves in the real world, and there's no shadows, and characters are so, you know... Pete starts pitching this, and our technical team's like,
"We just came up with this thing.
Got here,
a lot.
You know." So we tend to invert, you know, eat the gains a little bit. But I think they were really excited about the challenge of having something, as you said, to direct to, like, our technical teams are very literal, like they have to be. And Pete would come to say, "Like, I want it to feel this way, or it should feel like look like emotions feel." And so it was this very interpretive thing in technical, which we thought was pretty cool, and that's something that we hope looks unique and different.